So we're learning the Chazon Ish, the Sefer Emuna uBitachon, and the Chazon Ish had described the yearning that a person has to get to the bottom of it all. Just give me clarity that there is a creator, that the world is the way I think it is. And then the Chazon Ish said that you look at the world and you see there's a system. And you look at the brilliance of how a human being was created, and you see there's a system. V'lefaneinu machzem ezazeh kolev chacham b'mivneh kev ha'adam lekabel ha'mazom le'aklo v'lechalko b'ofen chimi li'sodot nifradim. And if you look, you see that there's a phenomenal show taking place. The human body ingests different forms of sustenance and digests it and divides it in a chemical manner so that it's divided down to, it's broken down to its components. And then the body knows how to send the different minerals, vitamins, fiber to the different parts of the body that need them. And Hashem granted us the intellect, the capacity to learn how the body digests. Mishpata keres va'keva. We learn about the intestinal tract. We learn about the paunch, shakaved va'amara, the liver and the gallbladder, hatol va'klayot, the spleen and the kidney, hadakin v'kisasheten, the dakin. The kisa sheten. There's a patch of the bladder, right? And the dakin are, okay, I don't remember the English word for dakin. And the bladder. I mean, the dakin are the, it's like the tube that leads to the bladder.
The urethra
and the bladder. Thank you. Halev v'amoach, the heart and the brain. V'lchol ever tafkidim yuchadim. Look at all these phenomenal limbs, each one has their task, and kulam ovdim shchem echad bizrizut niflah, and they all work in unison with tremendous alacrity. Ad shem mevarerim et adam berur achar berur, till the blood is purified again and again. Umamidin oto al ofno bekamut odem ve'aloven, and the body develops the correct amount of white blood cells and red blood cells. Hadarush dekiyum hamchona niket adam, in the manner that's necessary to facilitate the existence of this machine called man. Umchavnim et menat asukar b'diyuk, and the body has a filter, the body has a moderator, so that we have exactly the right of sugar, the right amount of sugar. V'odvarim mefulasim b'feres dak al dak nivdak, and you have other things that are all weighed and gauged, the exact amount is produced by the body. V'adam tipesh libo, but a person, his heart is, so to speak, covered up. Ve'ino yodea mirav tzva'o ha'omdim al mishmarto. He doesn't know what a great army there is within his own body that's working consistently to keep him fit. Ve'amelim b'li le'ut u'v'li heref. And the body is constantly working without any break. Le'ban ha'chayehu v'latet lo sherit be'etz chayim. In order to give him life, to give him existence in this land of the living. So now we've turned the page, now your copies are relevant. Umin imuta chokhma, and one of the pleasant things that wisdom allows us to do is lachzot bekesho shel chayim im avir haolam. Take a look at the connection between life and the air that's around us. Ha'atzu bechamtzi upechami. We look. We don't even think about what we ingest, what our lungs take in. Do you think about it? How many breaths did you breathe since we started learning about the awesome body, and you don't think about it? But the air you breathe has a certain amount of oxygen, a certain amount of carbon. The air is composed in a way that your body can take it in. Vashel. לסוכן בין האדם והאוויר נמנתה הריאה בעלת שבע תאים, and God set us up with we have a special mediator whose job it is to mediate between the body and the air. It's called the lungs. Imagine you had to buy air. Yes, you live on Mars and you need to buy air. So you'd go to a mediator and then you'd buy these tanks of air and you'd sit there breathing them. Hashem gave us a mediator. It's called our lungs. Seven components in the lungs. Seven ventricles. The lung takes in air.
The lungs would still be involved even on Mars.
Right. And the lungs were given the capacity to take in air, to take in the oxygen, to water, so to speak, that fantastic garden that's the garden of life. When we take in air, that's what keeps our flesh and our blood vibrant. That's motav v'gidav, our limbs and our sinews. Look what an honorable task the lung has among this whole army that fights for man's life. And they really fight for life. It strikes me. Every so often you have to be in a hospital. We always wish on ourselves we shouldn't be there often. But when you're in a hospital and you stand in the elevator and you see pulmonologists, cardiologists, it's as though you're sitting in a mechanic's office, right? What parts do you need fixed? And you walk around and you see all these specialists that they're all working to fix that part or to assist that part or to save that part. And we walk around with all these parts functioning. We don't think about it. But really there's a full army within us fighting to keep us alive. And we're going to discuss still how the body contends with diseases and other things. The Chazon Ish over here is illustrating the order, the phenomenal order that exists within the human body. And this is an idea that we already saw in the Ran and Ramban, and they all came off of the Pasuk in Tehillim, that David HaMelech says, when I seek out God, I can look inside myself, see the tremendous miracles that keep me alive, and then I could start appreciating that there exists a God. And that's the direction the Chazon Ish is taking us here.